despite the fact that the human trafficking report says and has always said that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is doing significant work and making significant strides, they have once again placed us on the tier 2 watch list with the majority of countries of the English-speaking Caribbean. Most of us are on the tier 2 watch list, although some of us are luckily this year in tier 2. But like I said, one year you're up, the next year you're down. But you tend to be in that band. And knowing all of the work that the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has done, I think the placement of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and our neighboring countries on the tier 2 watch list is a travesty. And in and of itself, it is an attack on the legitimacy of the United States Human Trafficking Report. Today, 2015, the Human Trafficking Report as a tool has lost its way. It has lost whatever legitimacy it once purported to possess. And it is increasingly in danger of becoming background noise, disregarded to countries that are genuinely interested in combating human trafficking. Because if every year, no matter how hard you work to combat human trafficking, they say you're not doing a good job. And if every year you see countries with much worse problems than you in human trafficking, that are doing much less than you are doing, either in the same category as you or even ahead of you, you begin to say, look, I cannot let myself be too concerned with this human trafficking report, because clearly it is not based in fact.